This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Welcome to Skin in the City by Glow Skincare. I'm your host, Casey Boone,
and I'm your co-host and honorary esthetician, Haley. This is a podcast for estheticians and, even more importantly, the lifestyle of an esthetician.
Recording virtually with microphones or AirPods.
We weren't supposed to be doing this, but we are.
I almost didn't want to, but I'm here. I'm drinking my mushroom coffee. Haley talked me off the ledge.
Yep, we're okay. We're having a miniature Monday meltdown.
Miniature Monday meltdown, just a small one.
Yeah, but we have the meltdown Mondays also.
We do have the meltdown Mondays as well, and we're actually recording on a Monday.
Right, which we literally never do.
Yeah, so I think that was the start of my meltdown.
Yeah, I mean, we're just like really thrown off by all of this. We did record last week, but we are unable to use that audio, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So we're here and we're making it work.
We're making it work. So I posted last week that you could ask Haley anything. And I thought it would be fun to answer a couple questions on the podcast because I feel like you guys know Haley, but you also like, you don't know Haley, right?
You know, I don't know. They're getting to know me. Yeah. I mean, as you guys know, if you've been listening for a while, like, you know, Casey holds the floor. We know this, but I'm just here to accompany her and support her. And today I'm going to answer some questions. I didn't cheat and look at any of them yet.
Oh, you didn't? I was going to ask if you looked.
No, I didn't.
Okay. I was going to ask if you wanted to, but you kind of like to just, you know, be organic.
Yeah, we'll be organic. And, you know, if I fumble, then that's just you getting to know me even better.
Okay. We like that. All right. First question. What are your favorite apps and programs to edit and create content? Yours always looks so beautiful.
Oh, that's so sweet. Well, first of all, I don't work from my phone. That's like something that I just don't like to do. I like to work from my computer. So I don't have like any apps on my phone, but I love Canva. I know we've talked about it before, but it's super easy to use. It has tons of features. We have the pro version, so we get even more features, but even like the basic version has so many options. It has a ton. Yeah. Like you really don't need a pro like account, but but it just gives you more flexibility. So, I mean, Canva is the main thing that I use.
Yeah, you don't really use anything else, do you?
I really don't. No, I mean, because you can do everything in Canva, everything that I need to do for graphics, you can do. So,
yeah. I do love your tip that you're saying you always work on your computer and not on your phone. I think especially with graphics, when you're first trying to do it, it's really easier to use on a computer or a laptop.
Yeah, I'm sure I could do it on my phone, but it's like I like having like the big screen. And when I'm sitting in front of my computer, it's like, okay, I'm working, like I'm focused, I'm getting stuff done.
Okay, well, that brings me to my next question, which is tips for having a good work-life balance. And I feel like that should be like your first tip.
Yeah. So work-life balance is super ironic right now because I'm working from home today. Obviously, that's why we're recording virtually. And the work-life balance is I'm recording this podcast while the baby's sleeping. And there's a truck that just pulled up that's delivering a couch. So I don't know if that's actually balance or not. They literally just showed up. But my tip is to try and keep it separate. Is keeping, like, I keep my phone separate from work. So like I don't give out my personal cell phone number for business things. Casey and I like to schedule everything so that it's separate. for example, like if we're going to have like a sister day, it's like, okay, we're going to go shopping and go to lunch. And like, we're not going to be like sending emails and doing all that kind of stuff.
And creating content. But yeah, I love that you're just like, your phone is like personal and your like computer, your laptop is for work.
Exactly. Okay.
And I feel like that just like goes from there.
Totally. Are you okay to wait for a set case?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. Yeah. They're literally just going to bring it in to the front.
Okay. Where do you get the couch from?
Wayfair. Because my sister told me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. It had like 200 good reviews.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, like I'm just going to try.
Is it the same shape as the old couch?
No, it's completely different. It's just like a couch. Like it's not a sectional.
Mm. Okay. So,
yeah. I mean, once they bring it in, I'll like unpack it later and I'll send pictures and stuff.
Okay.
If this is part of the podcast, then everyone's going to want to see the couch.
Everyone's going to want to see the couch. I mean, we are talking about work-life balance. Clark is nappy, getting a couch delivered, and we're trying to squeeze in a podcast.
This is like the least amount of balance I usually have. This is actually breaking all of my rules. Usually,
I know.
We keep it super separate, but the way everything worked out this morning just means it didn't work out, which means it's good to have the boundaries, but I think you also need to learn to be flexible. And sometimes that means doing something not exactly the way you want it to be done.
For sure. And I was trying to be like flexible this morning, but then also give myself space. And then I felt overwhelmed. So here we are.
Yeah. But we're making it work. I'm literally
watching. You talked me off the ledge.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what sisters are for and business partners.
Yeah.
We do it all. Oh, here it comes.
Here it comes.
Yeah. Through the front door.
Is the couch gone?
No, it's still here.
Okay.
So they'll bring in this one. I have to schedule like a pickup for the old one.
Right.
But I didn't get rid of the other one because I was like, well, what if it doesn't get delivered?
Yeah.
Or blah, blah, blah. So
good call.
Yeah. And of course, we have a kind of smallish front door. So who knows if it's even going to fit.
Oh, God. Make it work.
I know. We have two front doors, actually.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Like the slider. Oh, the slider. Yeah.
Yeah. So if they bring it in that way, it might be easier. Who knows? Oh, the baby's up.
Everybody's awake. Everything's happening. Do you want to go get him? We can just finish this later, or I don't know.
I don't know. I feel so bad. I'm like, this is... Yeah, he's up.
Yeah. I mean, there's just like one more question.
Yeah, I'm just going to go in the kitchen. I'll just answer it.
Do you want to grab him?
No, he's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, you can bring it in this way. Okay. Do I want to try and answer? I'm fine.
All right. Haley's down for some pure chaos this morning.
Literal chaos.
Okay. One more question and then we'll let you go.
Okay.
Do you do anything special to keep yourself organized? I find myself jumping from project to project, sometimes not finishing any.
Okay. So I like to bounce around from project to project as well. But I do try and give myself like a set amount of time. Like if I'm trying to get something done, especially something that I don't really want to do, I'll be like, okay, 30 minutes. Like I have to work on this for at least 30 minutes. And then you find a lot of the time after the 30 minutes is up, you're still working on it because now you're kind of in the flow of things, right? You're like, oh, like I'm enjoying this or whatever. If the 30 minutes ends and you're over it, then at least you did what you were supposed to do. And then you can move on with the next thing.
Right. They call that time blocking.
Okay. So I time block.
You could even start with like 15 minutes if a project feels like super overwhelming.
Right. Yeah. But give yourself some amount of time to focus on the project. Just like I'm not focusing on anything I'm doing right now because that's just how the morning's going. But
I can't. One more thing on this, anything to keep yourself organized, because I know how organized you are and I know you like write yourself notes and like give us like one little tip on like what you do.
So anything that has to be done that day, I send myself a calendar invite. So I use Google Calendar, which I love, and I'll just make 100 Google invites if I need to, just for the day. And then once I finish each thing, then I just delete the event and I know it's been completed.
Amazing. I feel like that sounds very satisfying as well.
It's so satisfying.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you for answering these questions. I'm going to let you go.
Okay. Well, thanks everyone. And I hope this was helpful and I loved your questions.
Such good questions. Make sure you're following me at Glow Skin Care LA.
You can also follow us at Skin in the City podcast.
Thanks for listening to the short and sweet episode. Haley's got to go get Clark.
Time for chaos. Bye.
Bye.